Pale and exhausted, they stumbled out of buses, perhaps unaware that their plight has caught the world's attention. Their evacuation closely coordinated at the highest levels in both Ukraine and Russia, and still took several days. Ina was worried that something would go wrong. First, everyone had to be vetted by the Russian military.
They took photos of us as if we were criminals, front and profile. We were fingerprinted. They went through our phones, checked our documents. I was told there was no way back to Mariupol anymore. I felt threatened.
Ina had gone with her daughter to the Azovstal steel factory on March 2nd. You can see her in this video, in one of the dark underground shelters. That's where she spent the last 8 weeks. The evacuation was brokered by the United Nations and the International Red Cross. It was a mission fraught with danger.
No, we travelled through no man's land fairly well. We had a couple of security incidents during the evacuation itself. The Russian Federation soldiers discovered some mines and some unexploded ordnance that had to be cleared so we could get a route in for the civilians to come out. And there was some mortar fire while we were working to evacuate the civilians. A couple of rounds landed 500 metres away. Also, I don't know who fired them, but it stopped almost as soon as it started, and that was really it.
Despite the risks, Anna decided to join the convoy with her 6-month-old son. Her time underground was riddled with worry about him and about her mother who got injured and is now receiving treatment.
It was very hard, but we managed. We had to boil water with candles because there wasn't hot water. My father was running under the shell into other buildings in the complex to get water.
Over the past 2 weeks, the situation inside those shelters deteriorated. Food was running low, the air was poor, and the fighting ever closer. People like Valentina, who were stuck in the shelter for 2 months, were cut off from the world. They were not getting any news, and they had no idea what was happening to their hometown. And when they came out, she says, they were shocked. While on the bus, she saw pictures of the building she lived in flattened to the ground, memories of a lifetime gone.
My son has no home. Neither do I have my flat anymore. Nothing left. Everything I own is on me now. I won't ever be back.
There are still civilians remaining at the steelworks. The UN is hoping for another evacuation soon. More people who will leave their hometowns knowing they leave behind a life that will never be again. Hud Abdelhamid, Al Jazeera, Zaporizhzhia.